Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Friday afternoon, everybody. We made it. We made it. It is time now for Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances here on Dana and Parks. You know the rules. We don't have to keep going over them for the last 10 years. We do enforce the rules here on Festivus Friday. If you do have a grievance, you're welcome to get in. I think we have one open line at 913-586-7798, 586-7798.
That's my grievance.
There we go. I knew you. If I said it one more time, you would have a grievance. Dana Wright, you get the honorary first grievance
eight.
Of the...
Eight.
Beg your pardon?
It's the eight. That's my grievance.
My grievance is also an eight, but it's a different eight.
Eight phone lines that they now have instead of four.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and hijack Dana's first honorary grievance and just go ahead and claim it for myself.
Let's change the phone number we've had for 50 years by one number.
By the way, I have been
everyone around town.
I want to be clear. I have been at this radio station for 26 years. 26. It has always been 576-7798. This week it became 586-7798.
I can promise you all that next week we are going to try to see if that number has been assigned with our apologies.
The old number.
Yes.
Okay.
Because God help that person that wanders into a cell phone store, and that's the number that spits out.
Oh, yes. Looks like we're going to give you 816-576.
Just going to be texted about random news events all day long.
It keeps saying, Scott, you suck. my name's Bill. I don't understand. All right. Hang tight. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe.
I lost my train of thought.
Let's get to it. We will start at the top, and I believe that is you, David, in Warrensburg. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Happy Festivus.
First, want to say I love the show.
God bless you, man. Thank you.
Just real fast, my complaint is some of the commercials that go endlessly, repetitively on the audit through the Odyssey app, and it's the... You've got the bag. You've got that biggie bag. Oh, man. It's burning my mind. So even if I wanted the biggie bag, I can't get the biggie bag because I don't want to say, you've got that bag. Oh,
wait.
You've got that biggie bag.
Okay.
Come on.
All right, hang on, partner. We don't, I'm not challenging your grievance at all. We don't have any control over what they sell on the stream. I don't even know what a biggie bag is, but can you?
It's Wendy's.
Oh, Wendy's. Okay. Can you sing that song for me just one more time, if you don't mind?
Yeah. Here's a little snap. You've got that bag. You've got that biggie bag.
Thank you, David.
My favorite thing ever, and I've never heard the ad.
You've got the bag.
We don't hear the stream ads because we're on the air. We can't hear the stream ads, you've but that was fabulous. It's now in my
you've
head.
You've got that biggie bag.
I don't know what a biggie bag is, but I want one.
Hello. Annie and Shawnee, hello.
Hey, guys. So I feel sorry for Sam dealing with 8 phone lines, but my grievance is with whatever deity I pissed off to give me the worst week, which obviously is not in comparison to the people down in Texas, but I've had 2 professional failures, a flooded condo, and a hold on my credit card.
Oh.
In 1 week?
In 1 week. One on each day, actually.
Oh, so. Annie, I'm so sorry.
Oh, there's nothing worse than the declined credit card either. And you're like, no, really, I have money in there. This is one of those chip malfunctions. And they're like, uh-huh.
Well, nothing bad has happened today, but with my luck, my D&D character is probably going to die tonight, so we'll find
out. Your Dungeons & Dragons character is going to die tonight?
We hope that is not the case, Annie.
I didn't know that Dungeons & Dragons was still a thing. Okay. Josh in North Kansas City, hello.
Hey, guys. So, unfortunately, I have a grievance with both of y'all. Uh-huh. Now, I have 2 daughters, everything that's going on. I don't like coming in on the grievances being heavy. But Wednesday, I called in, and I was on hold before you guys got more waiting lines. I was on hold for like 45 minutes on Wednesday, and you guys brought me in right up on a break. And I only got through like a couple of small points. I didn't even get to my idea or my main point, and I was totally just cut off. When almost everybody that called for 2 hours before that talking about it, you guys granted them like 5-6 minutes on the air.
Josh, what was the topic? Can you tell us generally what the topic was?
In Texas.
It was down in Texas. It was the Texas shooting.
Okay.
It was being cut off the way that I was cut off and not being able to vent the way that you guys were talking earlier in the show on Wednesday, this is why we're here, so that everybody can voice their opinions and stuff. And this is a very serious topic, especially for me having 2 daughters. One's about to be in elementary school. One's about to be in high school. Like, it being cut off like that was, in my opinion, the way I took it, it's extremely disrespectful. And my grievance is with you guys because of the way I was treated after 45 minutes of sitting on wait, listening to everyone else get 5 to 8 minutes on the air, going back and forth talking. And you guys, my first 2 points, they were the smaller points. I was leading up to my main point and my main idea, and you guys cut me off on those first 2, and then you totally cut me off and just went to the break. You could have brought me back after the break so I could have finished my topic if what you were saying earlier in the day on Wednesday about this is why we're here, like you guys need to show it if you're going to say it. That's okay. All I'm saying. That's
Josh, I'm going to stop you.
A good grievance. It was a lengthy grievance. It is not the first time we've heard that grievance. And sometimes the clock is our friend, and sometimes the clock is not our friend. And we certainly meant no disrespect.
Certainly not.
Sometimes callers draw that short straw, which is the call right before we head to break. And we would love to give you 12 minutes on the air. We would be in the boss's office if we did that.
The average caller will get about 2 minutes or less. Usually much less. Because we have to get to the point and keep moving. I'm not challenging your grievance. This is just explaining an inside baseball. We have 8 phone lines, and everybody wants to get on. We've got to hit it and move to the next caller so that everybody feels that they're a part of the show. And I certainly, and I Dana just did, and I will as well, if you felt disrespected, that was certainly not the intent. Alice in Kansas City. Hello, Alice.
Hi. I also really like your show. You help me get through my afternoon. And my grievance is with idiot drivers today. I think we have forgotten how to drive, but I also think maybe people started their partying a little bit early. I had 2 near-miss wrecks that were absolutely not my fault. One person literally stopped in the interstate and then pulled off to the side so they could back up to get the ramp that they had just missed. And another one was, I was in the right lane. I decided, okay, I think I'm going to get in the left lane because I think the right lane closes. And this guy on this little wannabe motorcycle pulls out of a convenience store. And if I had been in the right lane, he pulled out not knowing I was changing. If I hadn't changed, I would have taken him out. And I just like, and then he still was trying to go by me and going like 60, 70 miles an hour in a 45 mile. I mean, he was just, he and his friend on another little wannabe motorcycle were both just like going everywhere, all over the road. I'm like, really? So okay. That's
Alice, Alice, you're in.
You are in. It's a good grievance.
All right, quick break. 913-586-7798. Data right. Sam Stevie. I'm Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
You did something that made me laugh before the break, and you don't even know it.
Oh, what did I do?
We have such a tradition on this program of saying the phone number in a very certain way, to the point that I put it in a frame for you for your home. And the new number, there is no getting around it. We are going to have to say it the way you said it going to break.
586.
Yes. No, it's got to be better than that. I want you to give me a 913-586-7798.
Oh, so you can get the digital file so you can
yes.
frame it. The new number is 913-586-7798.
I need a little more anger and surprise in the eight.
And we also needed it two times back to back.
Okay.
Because you always say it twice.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Good enough?
Yes. And I want a biggie bag, whatever that is.
And that's all. I want a biggie bag. Terry in Olathe. Hello, Terry.
Hi, guys. I love you, Damon Parks.
Oh, thank you.
My grievance is rude customers. I work in customer service as a cashier, and I can't stand rude people. I try everything to be nice to them, and then they just turn me in for a bad review saying that I was rude.
Oh, no. Like on Yelp or something?
Yes. On our Facebook page at the store where I work, yes.
You know,
go ahead. I hate rude people. I'm sorry, but I try to get to my customers, you know, the best, you know, experience there when they're shopping.
Yes.
Because some people are just rude, and that just irritates me.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, 70% of these customers suck.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. I love that caller. Say, we played that one more time just for fun.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, 70% of these customers suck.
By the way, I've thought about doing a new bit for the show called Dramatic Yelp Review Read.
Yes.
If you've ever read some of these uppity Karen reviews that these people put up on Yelp, or what are some of the other ones? There are other review sites.
Review.
That's the one I know.
Where... And then we waited 45 minutes, and our meal was cold. I'm never coming back here again.
Listen, here's one.
Awful.
Not nearly worth the price. Food, of course, is exceptional. The staff was giddy, very inappropriate for hot cuisine joint, dressed in ill-fitting, mediocre suits, vaguely rude, self-absorbed, chubby.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a real review?
That is a real Yelp review.
Yeah. I've thought about creating like a new segment called Dramatic Yelp Review Read.
Wow.
Because these people, nobody goes on Yelp to give a positive review. You only go on Yelp to give a negative review. And these people are just awful. Chubby? I'm sorry that I've been here for 14 hours today and didn't have time to get to my treadmill.
The highlight of the meal was a busboy smuggling us two cheese sticks from the bar as we waited close to an hour between courses. The cheese sticks were fine.
Wow. Stephen in Olathe. Stephen, hello.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead, my friend.
Yes.
Oh, okay. There's not that normal click that you can hear the call being answered by you folks. So, hey, if you're ever in a depressed mood and you need a real fixer-upper, a real pick-me-up, go on Amazon and read the reviews on sugar-free gummies, gummy bears.
Okay, good.
That will lift you up out of any down spirits that you've got. So my grievance, see, I'm over here at the townhouses at the east end of your 8-minute loop.
Uh-huh.
And I've got this $600 in my Venmo account, but I don't have an e-bike.
Mm. Oh.
Which could be a third world problem, mm-hmm. or it could be a grievance. But you can't challenge that grievance.
But she doesn't have to accept it either.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Dana, would you take Steven's $600 your e-bike?
So, Steven, I'm not saying no, but here's what's funny. My girlfriend wants to see it tonight. The problem is, she said, can you ride it over to my house? Well, that's a non-starter.
Hey, here's a quick question. It's been yes. ridden twice. I understand that it's ridden twice, yeah. but how many times has it been crashed?
Mm. Not at all, except that I kind of did a very aggressive rodeo dance with it. Mm-hmm.
But it didn't hit the ground.
No, it didn't hit the ground. It hit me.
It went airborne, but it didn't hit the ground.
Also, Steven, back at you, if you have never read the reviews for the banana bunker, which is just a plastic holder for your banana. I don't know why you would need a plastic holder for your
you
banana.
Sure that's what that
why
is?
Why does yes. this sound inappropriate?
Because I don't think that's what that is, Dana.
It is the funniest review, most of which we cannot read on the air. But for $6, you can buy something called a banana bunker, and you put your banana in it.
I beg your pardon?
No, that's what it is. It's a holder for your banana.
I'm sorry?
And I'm like, the banana is the holder.
Isn't that what underwear is for?
It comes with its own holder. You don't need a banana bunker.
So is underwear like a banana bunker?
No. This is actually a holder for your banana.
Can we stop saying that phrase?
No, it's called the banana bunker. Why would you need something to hold your banana? It comes with a banana.
A lot of people get married for that very reason.
Not going to hold itself.
Jennifer in Independence. Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, I love your show. I listen to it every day.
God bless.
And I got a grievance. Yes.
All right, let us hear.
Right on me.
Well, it's graduation time.
Mm-hmm.
And the principals at the school are threatening the students that if they get more extra tickets because their family's big, they won't be able to walk the walk.
Oh, what? How many numbers of tickets, Jennifer?
Well, they're only allowed 6. But some families, like ours, is 14.
Oh.
14?
14. And it's just like, hey, sorry, we had a big family.
Wait, are we talking about parents and then grandparents and siblings? Are we talking about trying to invite cousins? Hang on, wait. Let me ask a question.
No cousins. No cousins. Just sisters and brothers and parents.
Wow.
And grandparents.
That's a and, big family.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, one of our members has 8 people in their family. You know, and it's not right that they could say, you can't, you go, you're going to not graduate. Walk.
Well,
the walk.
14's a lot of people, though, for one family, don't you think?
Well, other people are getting extra tickets.
Okay.
But, you know, and then they're threatening them with, you won't walk the walk.
Oh, Jennifer, I'm so sorry.
All right.
I don't know what the... I don't know what the answer is there.
I mean,
because like there's a space issue. You know, you have to put a number to it.
I mean, you're already, by the way, little secret here, Jennifer, the brothers and sisters really don't care about the brother or sister graduating.
Trust me, if you ask them, would anyone like to sit this one out? They will fight each
yeah,
other
they
to sit this one out.
That's right. Leslie, Blake, Drew, Joe, man, we got a lot of phone lines now. You guys all hang tight. You're up after the news here on Dana and Parks.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
What's it called? The banana packer? What's the name of that thing?
You just made it even worse.
Banana bunker.
Bunker. The banana bunker. The banana packer. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Do you have any more of the reviews up there real quick?
I do not, because I cannot read them.
Drew in Olathe. Hello, Drew.
Hey, guys. My first grievance is obviously the number change, so it just doesn't flow off the tongue as well as 5-7-6-7-7-9-8.
No, it's 5-8-6-7-7-9-8.
Yeah. But my secondary grievance is with Dana. It's an older grievance that I hadn't said, but when she's talking about people wanting to go by themselves to the theaters and calling people weirdos, well, maybe some of us can't get people to go to the movies we want to go to, and if we want to see the movie, we have to go ourselves. So,
when did I say that someone going alone to a movie is a weirdo?
Sam, can you bring that up? I'm kidding, you basically implied it at one point.
I will actually concur with you on that one, Drew. You didn't say it like that. But
is it a children's movie, and are you like 45-year-old dude, and you're alone?
I get it, Drew, what you're saying. I mean, there are some movies that are sort of niche movies that most people are like, I've never heard of that and have no interest in seeing it. Fine, I am, and I'll go see it by myself. You're right. Leslie in Independence, hello. But there are some weirdos out there that go to the movies by themselves. Leslie, hi.
Hi. So I am not in Independence anymore. I'm in Lee Summit now. But so I have a grievance.
Okay.
Also, I have been to a movie by myself, and my mom called me a pervert, but that's a side note.
Well, I mean, are you Pee Wee Herman? Because that was kind of weird.
No.
Okay.
I brought my banana holder with me, though.
Okay, good.
That sounds weird. Very important.
It travels very well.
Whatever that's called. Okay. Banana bunker. Banana bunker.
All right.
Okay, so I have a grievance, and it is with this commercial that you guys play all the time that this guy talks like this.
Okay, don't name names. Don't name names.
No, I don't know who it is. I don't know who it is. But his boss talks about, or he's like, I'm talking to my boss to see if he had any plans or any way to show us like a PowerPoint about retirement. And you know what commercial I'm talking about?
Yeah, keep going.
No, but...
Oh, my gosh.
One
Every
all.
Time it comes on, I'm like, why didn't they get somebody cheerier? There could have been a cheerier person.
Leslie, is it the well, why not that bothers you?
Leslie, you know why, right?
Yeah, why not?
Well, Leslie, you know why, right?
Why what?
Why not all?
Because why not? Okay.
Grievances this week are much improved from last week.
I do not have a banana bunker. Well, why not?
Wait, you say it, then I'll do the why not.
I do not have a banana bunker.
Well, why not?
What is happening?
Kim in Blue Springs.
Hello, long damn week.
Hello, Kim.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you.
I want to say real quickly, thank you for your coverage of the Texas situation. It's really been good. Thank you for that.
Sad we had to do it, but thank you.
I am too, but it has been good coverage. I hope I don't come off. I'll probably come off like a Karen here. But my complaint, my grievance is with people that just don't understand dress codes. Mm. And the kind of trend in our society that people just aren't dressing appropriate. Not only do they not follow dress codes, they don't dress appropriately for whatever event or venue they're attending.
Give me an example, Kim.
Well, we had to do away with formal and informal because everybody thought informal meant you showed up in your Tommy Bahamas.
or your
that's
gown.
That's not what it means. That's not what it means. And, you know, we went to business casual and cocktail attire, and people don't even seem to know what that means. They show up dressed like a lumberjack. So it's just kind of odd to me, and I'm sure part of it is because I'm old. But I do wish people would dress appropriately. And, you know, people show up and they're like, oh, I didn't know we were supposed to dress up. Okay, what part of cocktail attire did you not see on the invitation?
Yeah. How do you feel? This will determine if you're a Karen or not, though, Kim. And I know people who are really named Karen don't like the pejorative.
I have a lot of friends named Karen because of my age.
As do I, and they're wonderful people. We're just goofing. How do you feel about how folks should dress when they get on an airplane?
Oh, that drives me nuts. I'm sorry. I mean, I deal with it, but I have pictures of me and a coworker, a friend, going to Las Vegas in the 80s. We look like we are going to church to get on that plane. You would die.
Sure. People used to get dressed up, as you recall.
And to go to baseball games, Kim.
Yep, fair point.
Oh, well, now there was Halter Top Day, Dana. I'm old enough to remember Halter Top Day.
Do you remember Fountain Girl Day?
I think I do.
One girl does.
Kim, you have a wonderful weekend.
We need to bring back
Fountain
Girl
Day. You all too. Thank you.
Be safe. Take care of yourself.
Everyone just goes into the fountain.
No,
you try to bribe a couple of police officers on the way out.
We are not advocating getting into the fountain.
You know what it is? It's a new...
No, it's not.
How funny would that be if they came out with Fountain Girl Day?
You know why they won't.
They've got Dressed in the Nines Day. They got Bring Your Dog to the K Day. Why can't we have Fountain Girl Day?
Why not? We're going to cut it out with that joke because we're going to get
I trouble. Didn't say
we're
it.
We're going to get in trouble. Blake in Kansas City. Hello, Blake.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I've been listening since I was like 12. Also, aww. Scott, I love your impression of the commercial guy.
Oh, thank you.
My grievance is with car dealerships and their dishonesty. About a month ago, I bought a 2016 Ford Fusion from a dealership here in the metro area. And I'm 19. I work two jobs, about 60 hours a week. So I'm working hard for everything I've got, live on my own. And to make a long story short, I bought a car from them. 3 days after I bought it, check engine light comes on. I take it back to them. They take a look at it. They say it's fine. Give it back to me. Next day, check engine light comes on for the same thing again. Took it back, and then they tell me it's going to need a new motor. So they put in the motor free of charge, and I'm under the impression that they're doing that because they just sold me the car and the motor was blown. And I get all my paperwork together to go to the DMV, and I had to take a day off work for this because, like I said, 7 days a week, I don't have time. And I'm looking at my paperwork, and I see a $2,500 charge in there for a warranty that I told them I didn't want.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I ended up taking that day that I was going to go to the DMV for to go to the dealership, and I raised hell, and I got my money back. But I still haven't got my car license, and I had the car for longer than my temp tag lasted. So.
What's next? You can tell me you got pulled over because your car wasn't licensed, and then you had to go to – I mean, my God, man. That story is rough.
Yeah, so the motor was blown in the car. They had the car for a whole month, and then I have been pulled over because my car isn't licensed yet, but I took a day off to go to the DMV, but ended up having to go to the dealership to deal with them.
I'm telling you, those warranties –
How are those 30-day warranties?
I'm still fighting the warranty scam that I got caught up in. I'm still fighting it.
Dana, I'd like to talk to you about your extended car warranty.
$2,800. I'm still fighting it. Stop it! Stop laughing!
For 1 year.
If I had just done the math, but then they sold me the warranty on top of one I already had. I was double warrantied. That's not even a thing.
So you're the one.
Yeah, my warranty had a warranty. And I'm still fighting it.
Yeah, but it was only a year long, so.
What did we do the math on that for?
Was it 27, what was it, $2,700 for a year?
It was $2,800 for 1 year.
Let me do it real quick.
I think it was over $200. Okay. Dana, we're doing math for you just to kind of help you out here.
Don't need the math. I'm good.
Okay. Sam, let me know when you get the digits on that. Mike in Topeka. You, my friend, are next. Hello, Mike. Mike?
He was going to say that you cannot tell whether someone is rich by looking at them. And, Mike, that is a great grievance. I don't know where you went.
I still got.
Can Mike, you hear me?
Hang on.
Yeah. Hello?
Okay. Explain your grievance.
Okay. So my grievance was... a topic that was discussed last week about rich people shopping at Savers and how that shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah.
My grievance is that if people are making the assumption based solely on looks that someone is a quote unquote rich person, that is my grievance because they could just be thrifty. I mean, I grew up very poor. I mean, we was so poor, we couldn't even afford the whole word. We was po. But we were always very well dressed because my mom was thrifty. And even to this day, you know, I'm not rich by any means. I'm comfortable. Yeah. But we still shop at Savers and whatnot and have nice clothes and have nice things because we shop smart. So, you know, just because you see someone who, you know, may look a certain way, don't make the assumption that, oh, that's just a rich person taking advantage.
Right. Or the opposite, Mike, where you see someone who doesn't wear underwear, who wears a t-shirt that's okay. Several years old okay. And Adidas shorts and flip-flops, right. You might think yeah. That he does not have the means to afford a wardrobe, and that could not be further from the truth.
Right, exactly. It could be a very well-to-do person who just likes to wear one outfit every single day, every day.
Mike, I love the grievance. And my grandma used to say this down south.
I'm hurt.
She would say, you never judge a book by its cover down south because those oil men would come into like a jewelry store
yep.
And they are dirty and they've got, you know, gunk under their fingernails, and then they'd plop down $25,000 cash for a ring for their wife.
That was an unprovoked shot across the bow.
I did not provoke the math that was involved in the scam that was my car warranty.
By the way, you paid $8 a day for that car warranty.
Sam, if I wanted math in my life, I would have gone into mathematics.
All right, it was a provoked shot across the bow. Thank and you. Touche. Well played. 913-586-7798. All right, let's try to get as many in as we can. Chip in Lewisburg. Hello, Chip.
Hi, Chip.
Chip.
Chip going once. This is a good one. Oh, hi. Go ahead.
Jim.
Go ahead.
Jim.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way, you said not to, but I can't help myself. That commercial, is that
Well, why not?
Okay. All right.
I was the only one that thought something was wrong with that.
Nope, anyway. No more. We're done talking about that. We're moving on. You're fired.
My grievance is I have my business signs, magnetic signs, on my car, and I've had them on there for, I don't know, maybe 12 years or so. And every so often, either one will fly off or both of them will fly off. And every time it happens like that, I always think, well, I'm going to wait before I order another one because, you know, the phone number is right there on them. So somebody's going to see it, pick it up, and call that number. It never happened. Not even once.
So you lose your magnetic sign. No one gives it back. How funny would it be if it blew off your car and then stuck to another car, though? That would be kind of funny.
That would be funny. Then they still wouldn't call me.
Chip, thank you for the call. I used a hammer yesterday. Never a good idea. In my own house, it involved a ladder. Never a good idea. I hung a sign high above in the living room that said relaxing room. And nice. Then I left for a few minutes, and I heard a gigantic crash. And I came out, and the sign that reads relaxing is now not hanging. Had I been sitting in the chair below it, it would have killed me.
And is it a big sign?
Yeah. Oh, Scott.
It is a big sign. Okay.
The irony of almost being taken out by a wooden sign that says relaxing.
Right.
I just started laughing hysterically, and the kids are like, what is wrong?
Dana, you have to tilt the nail upward.
Yeah. This is why we have a handyman.
Here. Hammer it in at this angle, like this. You see, because if you do it like that, then the sign can't go up and over it.
Got it.
If you hammer it in like this, the sign falls off.
It's just in the basement now.
Okay. I'm sure it was a lovely sign. Wally in Bucyrus. Hello, Wally.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi.
My grievance is with the FAA, and I am really hot. All my life, I've wanted to be a commercial airline pilot. But they've got all these rules and regulations and tests and all that baloney, and so they won't pass me. I went by my Walmart the other day, and they had a sign out front on the machine said flight simulator. So I got in that and tried that and pulling levers and stuff, and then I ran out of quarters, so they threw me out of that. So I thought, well, I'll just call Jerk Air. They need pilots.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
All right. Now here, are you sitting down?
Yes, sir.
Here it comes. I remember you all a few months back were talking about a shot from space about out in the desert in Utah or someplace about all these airplanes that were parked out there. You remember?
Yes.
Well, listen to this now. You ready?
Yes.
I've talked to those people. I've made a deal. Buy two, get one free. I in or what?
You're in, brother. You're talking about when they were parking the planes in the desert during the pandemic.
Yeah. They're just sitting there.
Yep, they were. Tyler in St. Joseph. Tyler, hello. Tyler.
New phones.
New phone. Who dis? Tyler?
Someone wrote that on Twitter, and I bet died laughing.
Debbie in Shawnee. Debbie, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
This was really not a grievance, but we were wondering, did Dana ever find her husband's Blue Angels poster?
So, Debbie, because he's on the air in 2 minutes, I will tell you this story very quietly because I don't want him to know. Not only have I not found it, but I have reached out to the Thunderbirds media team, PR.
You have not found it?
Nope.
Okay.
And I threw myself at the mercy of the Thunderbirds, and I said, could you please help me? Do you guys, like, still have a certificate you could send? And I know they're busy. I sent that email about 3 weeks ago, and I have not heard back.
Probably not going to.
They're busy doing Thunderbird things.
Maybe serving the country.
Yes, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you don't have an intern that could send me a certificate?
Jenny in Parkville. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, Dana. Hi, Park.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for allowing me this praise.
Oh, you have a gratitude.
Oh,
okay.
Please.
All right, good.
A praise of gratitude, yes. So my son is actually a Top Gun instructor.
Oh, wow.
And he is in Las Vegas right now, and they are teaching and doing air fights and whatnot. And I'm sure that that whole squadron of boys and women will be at the movies tomorrow night.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
They will. Yeah, they will. They deserve
will they
a sneak
wear their
peek.
Flight suits in there and be like, I mean, I don't mean to brag, but.
No, actually, they're very low key. I mean, they don't even want that recognition, or my son doesn't anyway. They're very modest.
Right. Well, we but know how elite that is, and how that is the best of the best of the best of the best. And Jenny, congratulations. That's amazing.
And thank you for that and allowing me to say that on the air.
Absolutely. All right. Have a great weekend. I will have a gratitude as well as we head into this Memorial Day weekend. A gratitude to all of those in uniform who have given the ultimate sacrifice that we may be able to enjoy the freedoms in this country that we have. As flawed as this country sometimes is, I remain convinced it is the greatest country that has ever existed, and we are privileged to live in it because of their sacrifice. Enjoy this extended weekend. Memorial Day is on Monday. We will be back on Tuesday. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of these United States, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and we'll be back Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Take care. Be safe. And be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.